Someone came over to me in shul on Shabbos and asked me the following question. He's new to the neighborhood, bought a house, has a master bedroom like most houses have, and he said that once you walk through the doors of the master bedroom, there is another sort of like an archway, an entranceway, that clearly has a Tzuras HaPesach there, and he wants to know what to do about mezuzah. So what do you mean, what to do about mezuzah? Put one up. What's the shaila about what to do about mezuzah? So you may want to keep this halacha shir in your back pockets for when you get married. This is not so relevant to you right now, but it is something that is a relevant halachic issue. Here's the issue. We have to treat Kedusha with respect. Dvarim Shebekedusha, like tefillin, like mezuzahs, svarim. So we are not supposed to really be undressed, or certainly to engage in Tashmish Hamita in front of Svarim, Tfilin, Mezuzos. So the master bedroom is a bedroom. It requires a mezuzah. And that's normally not a problem, because normally when you close the door of a room, like let's say this classroom, if you close the door of the room, the mezuzah is on the outside. So a couple is going to have Tashmish Hamita. It's not going to be a problem because they'll close the door of the room. They're not going to be in front of the mezuzah and everything will be fine. But this guy's got a problem because inside the bedroom there is another Tzuras HaPesach, and not me, and there's no way to close it out. So what do you do in that situation? Also, it could come up, there's such a thing called a walk-in closet. A walk-in closet, sometimes, depending on its size and depending on which sheet that you hold like, might require a mezuzah. If the walk-in closet's door does not close the mezuzah out of the room, that also could be a problem. So what do we do about this? So it's important to realize that there are two separate halachos in play over here. One halacha is that certain rooms are patur from mezuzah just because these are rooms that are not rooms where you do respectable things, or things that Tashmish shall be Zion, we call it. What's the most prominent example of that? A bathroom, exactly. It's patur from mezuzah. This is a Gemara in Yuma and Daf Yud Aleph. Places where women bathe, the Gemara says, are patur from mezuzah, because that is considered a Tashmish shel Ganai. So Beis Yosef quotes two days. Beis Yosef quotes from the Mordechai that a place where women sleep is patur from mezuzah, and the Tashbait says, and obviously if a man and woman sleep there together, it's a husband and wife that sleep there together, obviously it's patur from mezuzah, because that too is like a bathroom and is a Tashmish shel Ganai. So essentially, the sheet of the Mordechai is that a master bedroom doesn't require a mezuzah, period. Beis Yosef says, I disagree. He says, it's one thing, the Gemara talks about a Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBakar, where they happen to use as a changing room, but it's not really a place where anybody lives. You could say it's a Tashmish shel Ganai. No one lives in the bathroom. You could say it's a Tashmish shel Ganai. But you're going to talk about a bedroom. That is where you live. There's no way that you're going to be patur from mezuzah in a bedroom, and therefore the Beis Yosef says, certainly it's a Beis Dira, and it requires a mezuzah. Says the Beis Yosef, in Kein b'cheder she'i, the room that a man and his wife sleep together there, even though they have Tashmish Hamita, ein omdim arumim im chayiv ve'omdim arumim, I guess, chayiv b'mezuzah v'chein amadvar. He says it's chayiv b'mezuzah, and that's the minhag. Darkei Moshe adds what seems like not such a great chiddush, but if you think about it, it is quite a chiddush. Darkei Moshe says, and if the room is built in such a way where when you close the door, the mezuzah is on the outside, then it's not even a machlokas. Everyone would hold that it's chayiv and mezuzah. Why is that a great chiddush? Because the Mordechai was saying that this is called the Tashmish shel Ganai. It's like a bathroom. If you have a bathroom where when you close the door, the mezuzah would be on the outside, you still don't put a mezuzah there, because it's simply a room that doesn't require a mezuzah. But anyway, that's the chiddush of the Ramah in his Darkei Moshe. That is halacha number one, that when you have a room that's designated for Tashmish shel Ginai, it's not chayiv mezuzah. Then there is another halacha, and that is a Gemara in Brachos Tav Chaf Hem Beis, that the Gemara says, Bayis sheyesh bo sefer Torah, O tefillin, let's say you have a regular room, but it has a sefer Torah in it, or it has tefillin in it. Asur l'shamesh bo es hamita, you're not allowed to have Tashmish hamita in that room, ad sheyotziyam, unless you take those things out of the room, oyanichem kli betoch kli, or you put them in a double wrapping, a kli inside of another kli. Amar Abaye lo shana b'kli sheino kalyan of b'kli shu kalyan afilu asara money kichad mana damu. And Abaye just adds a very important detail. No matter how many kalim you put it in, if those kalim are designated specifically for that item, it only counts as one kli, and it's not good enough. So you need two kalim. One could be something that's designated like a tefillin bag that's designated just for the tefillin, and then you need another kli that's not designated for the tefillin in order to have tashma shamita in a room that tefillin are there. So this is separate halacha. The room itself is wonderful. The room itself is chayavim mezuzah. But there is some item of kedusha in the room that you need to be careful how you behave. So there are a number of heterim to keep in mind. Before the heterim, Shulchan Aruch paskins. How do we pass an halacha on this? Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Asim Reish Pei Vav Si'if Bei says that a place that's designated for bathing, Sha'omdol Shamarumos, where people stand there unclothed, it's not kvod shemayim to have a mezuzah, pater mi mezuzah. Says the Ramah, there's a machlokas whether the same is true for a master bedroom, but the Ramah seems to assume that Meikra Adin, a master bedroom is chayiv in mezuzah, and the Ramah writes, like he says in Darkei Moshe, there's no doubt that a master bedroom is chayiv in mezuzah if the mezuzah is outside when you close the door. Shulchan Aruch and Or Chaim Simin Mem paskins that if there's tefillin in the room and you want to have tashma shamita, you have to either remove the tefillin or put them in a kli betoch kli, and the second kli cannot be miyuchada. And the Shulchan Aruch records that same psak in Simin Reish Mem Sivav, where he talks about Hilchos Tznius. So Mishra Brura over there points out that a mezuzah needs an additional cover, and at least one of those covers, Mishra Brura adds a detail, has to be non-see-through. Meaning, if you're relying on the double kli in order to be able to have tashma shamita in a room, one of the covers of the mezuzah has to be non-see-through. Typically, we prefer a see-through cover for a mezuzah so that you could see the mezuzah. It's a greater cover, but if it's a room where you can have tashma shel ganai, it's important that one of them be non-see-through. Kaf HaChaim happens to disagree, thinks they could both be see-through, but that's what Mishra Brura says. Mishra Brura then quotes a Chachmas Adam, and this is an important kula. Chachmas Adam writes that even if both kalim are permanently there on the mezuzah, but the purpose of the second kli was not just because you put a second kli on every mezuzah. The purpose of the second kli was because you realized that it's a master bedroom and that it's going to be a place where you might have tashma shamita. So the Mishra Brura quotes from the Chacham Sadam, that's good enough. That's not called kelyon. It's not called a kli that's miyuchad from the mezuzah, even though that's the only thing that kli is ever going to do and it's going to be there forever. It's still good enough because you only put it there for the purpose of being able to have tashma shamita in that room. In Sefer Ginzei HaKodesh, Parag Dalet, he quotes that the Chazon Ish did not agree with that kula. He says, no, the second kli has to be something totally, you know, outside. You take a towel and you hang it over the mezuzah, something like that. It's got to be something totally not related to the mezuzah. So that's important kula number one, is the Mishra Brura in the name of the Chacham Sadam, even though the Chazon Ish doesn't agree. There is a Ben Ish Chai that suggests that since the mezuzah is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, maybe it's considered like it's in its own separate rishus. Meaning you realize the problem over here. If you have a room, a master bedroom, like we were saying, where the way it stands right now, it's chayiv in mezuzah, because that's how we paskin meikra din. The room is chayiv in mezuzah. And yet on the other hand, you know, let's have tashma shamita in a room that the mezuzah is on the inside of the room. So what is a couple supposed to do? So you could say, so where we stand right now, you got to hang a towel over the mezuzah every time. Unless you accept that major kula of the Mishnah Brura, that if you initially put a second kli around the mezuzah for the purpose of being able to have tashma shamita, that's good enough. Or you accept the Ben Ish Chai, that if it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, that's good enough. And then there's a third kula. Third kula is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, Yardei Asim Reish Pei Vav, writes, it doesn't make any sense that there should be these conflicting halachas. Aruch HaShulchan says, what, are the man and wife sinning by having tashma shamita? No, they're doing a mitzvah, a great mitzvah, mitzvah rabbah, mitzvah of puravu. They're mechuyiv in that, right? A bedroom, chayiv in mezuzah or patra mezuzah? Chayiv in mezuzah. how could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create this, you know, this irreconcilable friction? It can't be, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Therefore, you only need one cover. It's good enough. You don't need to have a double cover on the mezuzah because it's built in that there is this friction. It has to be that's good enough. In the Sefer Pischei Mezuzah, he asks, why is it even necessary to have one cover then? And he points out that there's a difference, that when you have two covers, it's considered as if you took it out of the room. When you have one cover, it's in the room, but you're treating it with respect. So he says the friction is that it can't be that you have to get the mezuzah out of the room when the room is chayiv in mezuzah and you're allowed to have tashma shemitah. So we can't require two covers. But the one cover is just a matter of respect. So that, you do have to have that. That's still going to be something that's required. So halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? There happens to be a tshuva in Minchas Yitzchak, Chel Gimel, Simel Chav Zayin, where he says to put the mezuzah on a bed, when you do put a mezuzah on a bedroom, on a master bedroom, he says, do it without a bracha, because Savik brachas lahakel. That luchar is a great chiddush, because according to the Ramah, if as long as the mezuzah stays on the outside of the door, you would put it with a bracha, because there's no machlokas, there is no Safik brachas lahakel. But in this case that the guy was asking about, where it's inside the room, l'chora, you would put it up but without a bracha. And whenever we say you put up a mezuzah without a bracha, what it means is normally people put up all the mezuzahs at once. So you, in general, you don't say a separate bracha in each doorway if you're putting them all up at once. Say a bracha on the front door, which is definitely chayav mezuzah, and then you put up all the mezuzahs in the entire house. So, but halacha l'maisa, what do you do about the master bedroom if the mezuzah is going to be on the inside? If it's on the outside of the room, no shayla. You put it up probably with a bracha. If it's on the inside of the room, what do? So the Sefer Ginzei HaKodesh doesn't even quote the Aruch HaShulchan. He recommends having a separate cover each time that there's Tashma Shamita. Any time the couple wants to have Tashma Shamita, they stop a second, hang a washcloth over the mezuzah or something like that in order to permit it. Rav Shechter Shlita does quote the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, yeah, it's a machlokas. The Aruch HaShulchan says, okay. Others say, not better to put a separate cover on the mezuzah. However, the Sefer Pischei Mezuzah quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, explains the Aruch HaShulchan, and thinks in combination, certainly with the Mishnah Brura's Kula, that if you put something special there specifically for that purpose, even if it's permanent, and the Ben Ishchai's Kula of above 10 Tvachim, you have enough to be mitzarev, to not have to remember every time to hang a washcloth over the mezuzah. I asked Rav Sachs Shlita, and he thought we should rely on the Mishnah Brura as well, that it's not necessary just to put a second kli around it and leave it there permanently, that second wrapping around the mezuzah. It doesn't even have to be something that's obvious. It could be, you know, when you wrap the mezuzah, they usually wrap it in cellophane or something, whatever. So make another wrapping around it with something else for that purpose, and then put it in a holder that is not a glass or a clear plastic holder, and that would be perfectly fine. That's what I would think would be correct halacha lemaisa. Yeah.